from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I got some big, big plans. She don't know. She don't know.
Do you know what today is?
No.
Are you superstitious?
No. Why do you ask?
Are you not superstitious at all?
Seriously, why?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's Friday the 13th. Ready for that?
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
Superstitious nonsense.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Why should I be?
Why should I be afraid?
Because you're superstitious.
Folks are superstitious.
You know I'm not superstitious.
In that case,
let the fun begin.
Couldn't resist having this little bed to talk over today.
Oh, yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's superstitious. Yeah, right. Happy Friday the 13th to you. It's 6 o'clock, and just in case you haven't heard, everything is canceled. Sorry, what was that?
Canceled. Okay.
And it'll continue to be
canceled.
Also.
What about the sports?
Canceled.
Shirt services?
Canceled.
The rest of your life,
canceled.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's really the thing. Everything is all canceled. I mean, think about what's happened in the last 48 to 72 hours.
It's crazy.
Go look at your 401ks.
Yeah, what's your 401k?
Canceled.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the best one.
It's over. Nothing there.
But guess what's not canceled?
What's that?
Work.
Yeah. No.
Everybody's still got to work.
You're going to come in early? How's that work?
You get sick.
I was just looking. Some of our compatriots that work for other companies, one of them in Atlanta, the whole office is quarantined now. All the air talent working from home.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's really something.
All right, I'm going home.
We'll give you the no hype version coming up. No, if you go home, you'll be
canceled.
Doesn't make it dance when you jump with your friends at a party. What's your favorite song? Doesn't make it smile. Do you think of me?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:12 now. Warm day. It was so warm this morning
when it came
out.
Yeah.
Like summertime today.
I was going to wear a short sleeve, but I should have. Because I stepped outside. I was like, my God, it's muggy.
It is almost muggy, isn't it? But we got one of those drastic temperature changes coming this weekend. If you look at the forecast, I say, what is this right? Sunday, 48 for the high?
Boo.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're all locked inside anyways, so more of a reason.
Looking at the weekend, some clouds and possible showers Saturday and Sunday, 60 Saturday, then 48 on Sunday. Or after an overnight low of 46, only going up a couple of degrees.
I'm kind of ready for spring.
Yeah. Oh, well, everybody's ready for spring. Nobody's ready for summer, though.
Nope, not at all.
We just have a nice, long, extended spring, but it never happens, does it?
No, nothing like above a blink.
Nothing above 73.
Haven't seen the pine pollen yet, I haven't. I talked to a friend of mine who lives down south of here. They're already having the yellow pine dust all over their cars and yellow mud puddles and everything else because of the pine pollen.
Well, so the bees and the wasp are out at my house, so that's... That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
I was good. Out walking yesterday. Plenty of bugs and snakes.
You saw them.
Two snakes yesterday that I saw. They are very active right now.
And one was a snake and one was his ex-wife.
So if you're out there walking, be careful. Don't just be, you'll step on one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of baby snakes. You'll see baby snakes out there.
But strong, they're dangerous. And they're
strong venom, so don't be messing with them. Mm-mm. They're not worms.
Oh, look how cute it is.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. All right, 6:13. We're going to give you the no-hype stuff on what's going on corona-wise, how it's affecting you. We'll do some of that in the odds and ends coming up in less than 10.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next. It's wild and it's...
Oh, oh.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Gachansky, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hello.
Going to be a nice one today, about 70. Could be some showers, but cloudy for the most part today. And a chilly Sunday coming up, looking ahead, only 48.
Stay inside, just sleep.
Yeah, stay inside, because everything is
canceled.
If you had a trip to Disneyland planned, well, it's
canceled.
Because they're closing that place up.
That's like the fifth time in history it's ever closed, I
fourth.
Think.
Fourth? Fourth, yeah. Okay.
So they're not gonna be having anything going on there. SEC tournament, ACC tournament, all that.
Dale, what about our bills?
I wish they were.
Canceled!
What about, like car insurance?
Yeah, I wish. That would be nice. Unfortunately, they seem to be able to go ahead and conduct business just fine.
That's okay. We have auto pay.
I paid my student loans this morning. I was like, are we sure? We're going to be around long enough for this.
That stings, doesn't it?
Right. Absolutely.
There's a new list out, a massive survey, thousands of people. Actually, 2,000 people were surveyed and asked, your favorite superhero. Now, who's number one?
Batman.
You think Batman is, and you?
Yeah, I would say Batman.
I like him because he has no real superpowers. He is a man with money and brains, and he uses that for the good of man.
Well, apparently the rest of America doesn't agree with you. Batman is number three.
Crap.
Yeah. The top 10, starting at number 10 with Wolverine, followed by Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, Captain America, Batman, Superman, and Superman.
Wait, Superman twice?
The top three are Batman, Spider-Man, and Superman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you said Superman twice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I said Superman twice, I apologize.
Hey.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking to him.
Number one villain, by the way, is the Joker, followed by the Catwoman.
Ooh, okay. I like that. Yeah, I'm good
with
that.
I like Catwoman. Anne Hathaway's Catwoman.
Calm down over there.
Hey, I want to tell you about this guy in Florida. I guess he got mad because people were driving too fast up and down his street. You know, that happens a lot in the neighborhood where people just zoom up and down. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm so tired of these people zooming up and down this street like they're on the damn highway.
Yeah.
Well, this guy got mad, and for whatever reason, he decided to stand out in his driveway naked and throw rocks at passing cars.
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
34 years old, the police came. They charged him. Can't do that, sir.
Well, they
first
probably,
of all, you're naked. You can't do that. Secondly, you can't throw the rocks while you're naked.
They gently put a coat over him and said, come with us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I kept saying, it was 2 days ago, but Harvey Weinstein got sentenced to 23 years in prison. And I knew that they were going to throw the book at that guy. I was waiting for the maximum. That actually wasn't the maximum sentence. I mean, they could have done more. But he's also got charges he's facing in L.A.
Yep.
This is that New York thing.
Yep.
He'll be in prison for the rest of his life. He'll die there.
Yeah.
For sure. Pepsi's going to attempt to buy the Rockstar energy drink brand. Forget this. The energy drink market is out of control. That is the highest profit item that the soda companies have. I mean, there's a huge profit margin on that stuff anyway. It's pennies a pour, and it's $3 if you go to the... Hey, how much is a Coke? $3.
Mm-hmm.
How much is a sweet tea? $3.
Sweet tea for $3?
The tea?
What?
Oh, that's BS.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a nickel a glass.
My favorite's when you don't get free refills.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, Pepsi wants to buy Rockstar Energy Drink. $3.85 billion
wow.
for that stuff.
I think Rockstar's trash.
The problem they're having is that their Mountain Dew brand energy drink is not selling, and they're hoping this is going to rescue their energy drink business.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I love Pepsi, but that's what they get for trying to push that Mountain Dew energy drink.
Well, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
And it's not the energy drink.
New movies opening tonight include Bloodshot with Vin Diesel. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I haven't.
Looks terrible.
Okay,
just
all right.
Terrible. I have no interest in it whatsoever.
I want to see The Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pushing that hard, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, really hard, especially on some of the streaming channels that offer commercials with their package.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every other commercial break has a commercial ad in there.
So I guess they're not one of the ones that are waiting. They're going to open it up tonight.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely, they're cool. Committed. It opens up. Stock market fell over 1,400 points
the
last couple of days. Not good. And New York City has canceled parades. A lot of other cities have canceled their St. Patrick's Day parades.
Yeah, they said New York was like, the first time in 256 years?
258 years, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. Also in New York City, there was a coronavirus conference scheduled, which was canceled because of the coronavirus.
Well,
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:54, and right as we're getting into the good news story, if you're going out and looking for toilet paper, it's most likely...
not gonna happen!
Toilet paper is canceled!
Yeah.
She's found some place you might be able to find some.
So, you know, in times of crisis, communities pull together. Well, I'm not talking about the coronavirus crisis. I'm talking about the crisis of no toilet paper anywhere. Yeah. The great toilet paper crisis of 2020. Yeah. First of all, I need some at home, literally down to like the last few sheets on a roll.
Are you kidding me? You only, no. Ooh, you're not very well prepared.
You ever had to use a cardboard?
No.
We have two different things going on.
Yeah. I don't let myself get that low.
I've had to use the cardboard before. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, back to this. There is a community that's pulling together because there is no community without the word unity in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's over in Australia. Melbourne, it's like the city of Richmond, I guess a development within there. And they are saying people are so selfish. They've been stockpiling on stuff they don't even need for something like this. And it's so true. So they decided to come together and put out baskets of free toilet paper.
Oh.
There's a picture of one that's like on a fence post and it's got a couple rolls in it. And then another one's in a box all stacked up.
The dream, a basket of free toilet paper.
No doubt. That's like me when I go to a hotel.
Yeah.
But they've got a couple locations there and they're just encouraging you to take a roll. They say in protest of corona insanity, selfishness, please take a roll. Thanks for being a great community. Yeah, and there's the other one is a big box that says there is no community without unity. Take yourself a roll.
Speaking of hotels and toilet paper, I cannot be the only one that goes in and immediately says, ooh, I'll take that little shampoo. That's
oh, absolutely.
So- oh, yeah, yeah. It's something many people, many celebrities are like that. That's the first thing they do. In many interviews, I've heard celebrities go, you know what the first thing I do when I go to a hotel room? I go in and see what sort of little shampoos and lotions and conditioners
and
they
Lord,
have.
And, where they stay. They get the good stuff. I know I stayed in one. It was kind of nice. And there was like Paul Mitchell shampoo and conditioner. I was like, let me take these right now. So housekeeping to put more out.
You know who's got great stuff like that is the Peabody in Memphis.
The Peabody.
Peabody. Let's wear our top hats and go get caviar.
But yeah, I always take the toilet paper rolls up out of there.
Oh my God.
If I'm paying $200 for like a night or two, yeah, I'm taking you for everything you got, bud.
Also,
you have towels too.
Also, if I go to a good steakhouse, I'll take the steak knives.
Oh my God.
It's happened.
I'm in here with a bunch of thieves.
I take hot sauce from some restaurants.
The sand that you left on my pillow.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I was a very nervous kid. I was anxious all the time when I was younger. But what's nice is that some of the things I was anxious about don't bother me at all anymore. Like, I always thought that quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem than it turned out to be. Because if you watch cartoons, quicksand is like the third biggest thing you have to worry about in adult life. Behind real sticks of dynamite and giant anvils falling on you from the sky. I used to sit around and think about what to do about quicksand. I never thought about how to handle real problems in adult life. I was never like, oh, what's it gonna be like when relatives ask to borrow money? Now I've gotten older, not only have I never stepped in quicksand, I've never even heard about it. No one's ever been like, hey, if you're coming to visit, take I-90, because I-95 has a little quicksand in the middle. Looks like regular sand, but then you're gonna start to sink into it.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1, the Wolf. Soulmate, take on 7:26 now. A little no-hype COVID-19 nuggies for you. The Dow Jones had its worst day since 1987. Black Monday crash, falling 10%. Its fifth biggest one-day percentage drop in history and largest point drop ever over all this panic.
And on Black Monday, it dropped 22%, I believe, in one day. Now, this was before they put in little circuit breakers that keep it from falling.
Wait, what's Black Monday?
That was when the stock market had its biggest crash.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless we're talking about the Depression, then that would be the biggest.
Y'all are talking about money in places. I don't have anywhere money anywhere. No, it's not shoved anywhere.
Well, even if you did, you wouldn't have it now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ohio and Maryland became the first states to shut down all schools yesterday, including both public and private. They're going to be shut down for a couple of weeks, then see what happens after that.
You know, and I keep seeing stuff online, Dale. If your child's school gets canceled around here, there's tons of people who are willing to watch your kid. They've been posting status on Facebook. So just keep an eye out there for all you parents who might not have anywhere to take your kids when you still have to go to work.
That's going
to
be a problem for a lot of people.
Oh, it is.
It's just, I mean, what do? You got to go to work. And
it works like you have to be here.
And if you're in a job where it's really not possible for you to work from home, maybe it's not an option. You can't do your job. You can't function like that.
Yeah.
Like a plumber.
Yeah. Can't do that, Mom. Ireland, Denmark, and Norway have joined the list of countries that are on lockdown. Nobody coming, nobody going. Stay home.
Ireland, stay home and drink.
Yeah. A new study found the average person who gets COVID-19 is contagious for 20 days, but one patient they looked at was contagious for 37 days.
Oh, God. Yeah. How miserable.
A biotech company in Rochester, New York, thinks one of its cancer drugs might be an effective treatment. They claim tests show it can slow down the cell-to-cell spread in people with the virus, and it could stopgap, you know, a little bit
until
a virus vaccine is found. Could the virus affect men's fertility?
Uh-oh.
People are asking. It's not clear, but some doctors think it's possible. Center for Biocide Chemistry has posted a fairly exhausted list of cleaning products that can kill the virus. There's a bunch of them out there.
I looked at that list. It literally is exhausting
to
look at.
It's everything. People are calling on internet providers to suspend caps on how much data people can use because so many people are working from home right now or have self-quarantined themselves. World Health Organization says there's no evidence. Dogs are spreading it because somebody started this rumor that dogs were spreading the virus.
Don't you do it.
The dogs don't have to be quarantined, so everyone who's joking that,
who let
the dogs out?
Oh, one of us is going to do it.
You can stop.
First of all,
who let the dogs out?
Who?
You two need to stop. First of all, if it's sent by human-human, okay, I understand that. But once you start messing with my pets, it's over.
If humans can get dogs sick and dogs get humans sick, that's going to be a weird world for a while. That's all I got to say.
Hey, you know, we got all these travel restrictions in various places. Here's one that's extreme. Europe and Russia's joint rover mission to Mars has been postponed because of the outbreak. How are you going to survive, Chase?
I don't know.
How do I live?
How are we not going to Mars? You can't get us out of this world.
And here's it.
I hate you so much. Okay, continue. I'm done.
A guy flying from New York to Palm Beach, Florida, found out that he tested positive before he got on his flight, and he still got on the plane.
What?
Of course he does. Yeah.
This is the problem.
People are so selfish.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:04. You guys ready for one?
Ready.
Right.
This one, I'm going to have you guess what this one is. And it does involve the search for a mysterious and elusive creature. West Virginia couple spots Bigfoot.
Oh, I've seen this. So good.
Now, I told you the state, but let's zero in on where this might be.
West Virginia.
Where in West Virginia?
I'm going to say Boone County.
There's so many places.
There's so many good hiding spots, too. For these
so many good hiding spots. I'm going to say...
Oh, Eastern. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Actually, this is not far from Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay, so I'm going to say not far from Huntington, West Virginia.
Good answer.
Wow.
Here's what's going on. First of all, his name is Billy Humphrey. What do you want to bet? His middle name is either Ray...
Or Wayne.
Or Wayne. Billy Ray Humphrey or Billy Wayne Humphrey?
I think Wayne sounds
my
or
friend
Billy
has a
Billy Joe Humphrey.
Or Bobby Joe Gentry.
No, homecoming
queen.
My friend has a splendid daddy, and his name is Billy Wayne.
Of course.
All right. So anyway, Billy Humphrey, former Marine, started investigating after the food he left out to attract game and other animals went missing. He and his wife, Sheena. As in Sheena Easton, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A. Mm-hmm. Sheena spent 3 nights tracking what they believe to be Bigfoot.
Wow. Family get together.
He tells the West Virginia Explorer, quote, I said, let's just wait here till dark and see what happens.
I was hoping for an accent.
Well, we'd only been sitting there about 15 minutes when it came back. We looked out, and Sheena says real calm like, there he is. I said, there who is? She says, Bigfoot. Then he just turned and walked off.
Get your gun, cuz, honey.
He said we heard him go through the laurel thicket, and then he made the sound like, I don't know, have you ever heard a bear's death moan? It went like,
Wow. I'm intrigued.
So, just to let you know, Bigfoot's still wandering around out there in the wilds of West Virginia.
Of course he is.
Yeah, we thought it was over in the Pacific Northwest, but no.
No.
Too many people looking for him there. He's migrated to West Virginia.
Correct.
Be on the lookout.
And now it's time for
Five things you need to know.
And for Friday, we like to make it fun, kick off the weekend with five fun facts for Friday. Did you know Alaska is the only state without a law school? Although, Seattle University School of Law has started a satellite campus to help with Alaska-specific laws up there.
Alaska needs lawyers, too.
They do. Wilderness. Out there in the vast wilderness. And state troopers.
What's the name of that show where people live out in the middle of nowhere in Alaska? You watch it.
Life Below Zero.
Could you do that? I couldn't do that.
No, nope. I couldn't do that.
No way.
At all.
Couldn't even attempt it.
They're going out to hunt their own food and just...
Go catch you a moose, don't you know?
Fish eyes and...
Gross.
Yeah.
Snails.
The guy was like, the fat behind the moose's eyes are the best.
Ew. It's delicious.
And he eats it raw.
Yeah. Oh, no, not the moose.
Mm-hmm.
The meese.
Meese
and mooses.
The bottom of Ontario, Canada is parallel with Northern California.
What do you mean the bottom?
Where it connects to the U.S.
The southernmost part of that.
Okay.
With the northernmost part of California. Okay.
They both are exactly parallel.
I just envision like a big valley in Ontario, and then the bottom of that is, okay.
No.
I don't know anything about Canada.
No.
Canada's awesome. I love Canada. It's just...
maple syrup and...
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Let's go on to lions when they're mating, shall we?
Tigers and bears. Oh, my.
When lions are mating, they get it on between 20 to 40 times a day. They do it so much that they basically stop having to eat.
Wow. That's more than a bunch of college students.
That is a lot of action.
Mm-hmm. It's very exhausting, sounds like.
Like you would know.
She is entertaining herself today so well.
My coffee kicked in, y'all. I just feel great.
She's feeling good.
Whatever. Did you know it's illegal in Ohio to use Santa Claus in ads for alcohol?
Did we do that here?
I didn't, but...
He's only good for one thing, and that's Coca-Cola.
That's right. Little Santa Cokes.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I want you to try to wrap your mind around this.
All right.
The sun makes up more than 99% of the solar system's mass.
Yeah, have you seen how big it is? It's like a duh.
Yeah, but boy, that's a mind blower, isn't it?
More than 99% of the mass.
That's
is
hot
the
news.
Sun. Let me ease out of this world.
Oh, yeah, you already used that one.
I know I did, okay?
You're killing us, man. Killing us.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.